हरे राम 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे
गाइए प्लीज कृष्णा आपके सामने है आपका आवाज सुनना चाहते हैं
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे
राम हरे राम राम हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Everybody sing loudly, okay?
Thank you. हरे हरे सब बोले हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सब बोले हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सब बोलिए हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sab bole. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sab boliye, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सब बोलिए हरे कृष्ण
हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
Thank you very much. Special thanks to, what is your name? Ankit? Ankit Bagh. And what's the name? Thank you so much.
A big round of applause for the entire musical team. So, a very good evening to all of you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, aap sab log aaye, and for participating in the beautiful kirtan. So let me ask you one question. New year ho gaya, so what season is coming right now? I'm not talking about summer, winter, please. We are all adults here. Sorry? Isko pakadna padega baad mein. But she's absolutely right. It's Valentine's Day coming. So, love can be of many forms. It can be a friendly love. It can be a love with Krishna. So, today's topic is fearless love. And our speaker today is none other than Sita Devi Mataji. So big round of applause for her. But I am going to hold you all today. I'm going to ask Mataji to wait today because we have a beautiful and a lovely dance for you guys. So I would like to welcome Bhagyashri and her sister for the dance.
Hey, go.
round of applause for both the beautiful girls. So without any further ado, I would like to begin today's class. I would request Mataji to please take the dais.
Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol.
Hari bol. So before we begin today's class, as usual, I would like to introduce today's speaker. So her name is Dr. Sanda Subramaniam. She is a PDS, she's a dental surgeon. She's done her MS in psychotherapy and counseling. Her initiated name is Sita Devi Dasi. She is qualified dentist but very passionate about social service, and she's also been working about environment and youth and women. She started the Bhaktivedanta Hospital Youth Foundation, under which she conducted the AIDS awareness counseling program for the youth based on culture and traditional value systems of India for a decade of 2006 to 2016, and she's impacted more than 50,000 youth. She's initiated other programs such as anti-plastic campaigns, tree plantation drives, engaging more than 100 schools and colleges in Bombay. Spiritually, she's a sincere practitioner of Bhakti Yoga since the past 25 years. She's presently heading the Women Empowerment and Skill Development Program for rural women at Radhanath Swami's Eco Village outside of Bombay. This program assists local women with respect to various aspects such as spirituality, health, poverty, food security, teaching them to make a livelihood through skills such as stitching, painting, handicrafts and food production. As a trained dentist, she gives free treatment and awareness talks in villages and general health and hygiene. She conducts workshops and seminars and conducts counseling and psychotherapy, especially for women's issues. She has participated in many conferences and seminars such as Nexus Conference, Ecological Conference organized by Yale University at GV. Well, I am tired of speaking about Mataji's credentials, so I won't take any much time. I would request Mataji to please come up on the dais and welcome her with a beautiful garland. Hari bol. Thank you.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रिया एंड थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू टू कम फॉर दिस ब्यूटिफुल चेतना फेस्टिवल ऑफ अवेकनिंग एंड दिस इज अ फेस्टिवल विच इज ऑलमोस्ट नाउ 19 ईयर्स कंप्लीट एंड वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट आवर 20th ईयर एंड वी आर सून going to celebrate in a big way. We want all of you to encourage as many youth as possible to attend this Chetna festival. And today's topic is fearless love. I think this is a topic which many of you all must be wondering what we are going to speak about. Many people were quite intrigued about this topic. What is fearless love? And as she said that this is like the season of love, you know, all over the world people celebrate the Valentine's Day with so much, with so much enthusiasm. But as spiritual people, you know, something, we are like the greatest celebrators of love. Because we are directly connected to Krishna, who is the reservoir of all love. So where does all the love come from in this world, you know? And there is a great source, the reservoir, where he is like the source of all the love. And, you know, as devotees of Krishna, we are aspiring to connect to that source of love. Imagine a whole reservoir. You know what's a reservoir? Where like all the water is stored, and that's like the source. And if we get connected to the source of all love, imagine how much love we can, you know, pass on to this world. Even one Valentine's Day will not be enough for us devotees, right? We want every day to be a Valentine's Day where we can give love, share our love with everyone. So this is like the true meaning of Valentine's Day is to celebrate this God's love, which we can share with the whole world. So, as you all know, that love is a basic need of every living entity. It's an innate quality of the soul to be loved and to give love. This is very natural for every child. The moment a child comes into this world, you know, it always comes crying, right? And as soon as it gets the care and the love of the mother, immediately, you know, he stops crying. So why is he crying in the first place? It's because of this fear. As soon as a living entity enters into this material world, he is covered over by this fear. In this material realm that we are living in, there are two things which is very prominent in this material world. That is fear and death. No one can escape that. It is said that a child, if he is not given that loving touch by the mother, if a child doesn't get that as soon as he is born, he can actually, we have seen, there are studies done that a child who is not cared or who is not cuddled or is not protected or given the love of the mother can just die within few days or few months. So you can imagine how important it is for every living entity to receive that love, and to it is the main need of a child and each one of us to be loved. But as we all know that this place, the material world, we all come into this material world not by our own choice. We are pushed into this material world. So there is a beautiful description given in the scriptures that when we are in the womb of our mother, when we are really in our original consciousness as a spirit soul, we are praying to the Lord and we are saying that we don't want to come into this material world. Though we are suffering inside the womb, but we are still, you know, want that love that we have received from the Supreme Lord. We want to stay connected to the Supreme Lord. But we are pushed out into this material world because of our own karma, the cycle of our karma. We are forced to come into this material world. And here we experience that fear for the first time. Have you seen, you know, ants running for shelter? Even if you you see, always they are running about and they are scared. And have you heard of when there is an earthquake, all the animals, they just run and they hide first thing. Before even the earthquake comes, the vibrations, the animals immediately understand that. And the fear is so much that they start hiding. So this is the fear that we are talking about. So this is an innate instinct within each and every living entity, is to self-preserve, protect oneself, isn't it? Immediately if there's an attack or something, what do we do? What? There is like an adrenaline rush, and according to psychology, whenever there is any kind of danger on a living entity, there is two kinds of responses. One is fright, you know, and immediately there is a action, the body just gets into action, and flight, you know, you just start running. So this is the response of a living entity as soon as there is danger or any kind of dangerous situation. So immediately you spring into action. So there are two kinds of motivators in this world. There are two very powerful motivators to make you start acting, you know, become, to do something in your life. One is fear that we are talking about. If you analyze, you know, your life, you will see that everyone in this world is working so hard because they are fearful about something. Can you think of something? What is this fear that is making everybody work so hard? Can you think of something? How the fear is motivating us? I mean, considering you all are students, if you wouldn't be fearful of exams, you wouldn't be studying, right? Are you like afraid of exams or no? Or you all are so chilled out that last minute you just open your book, study, and then go for the exams. There are some people, there is a term called as examination fever in psychology, you know. We have to counsel so many students about examination fever. They actually get a fever. Their whole body starts showing symptoms because of the fear. Right? What other kind of fears you have? They are fearless, yeah. What are you fearful of? if I make you come here and stand and speak? Huh? Have you all experienced that? Butterflies in the stomach, hand becoming cold. It used to happen to me. Now I have overcome that. What is that called? Stage fear. Huh? So we have examination fear, stage fear. What else? Huh? Yeah, she's a professional girl. This is new kind of fear. Boss fear. Huh? Manager fear, okay. So the fear of the manager makes you work for the deadlines and complete it. You don't. So this is a very powerful motivator to work, right? Putting fear in somebody. But is that the best kind of motivator? Anybody likes that? Nobody likes, right? So the other kind of motivator, the most powerful motivator in this world is love, right? Love is a very powerful motivator. Does your mother ever, you know, your mother has been taking care of each one of you from the childhood. Have you ever, you know, has she ever asked for anything or, you know, in return? It's like she's motivated totally by love. With such enthusiasm day in and day out, you know, to take care of the children, you need a lot of motivation. And when it is coming from love, it is the most powerful motivation. Right? Any more examples of love as the powerful motivator? Huh? Of course, Krishna is the source of all love. So you can see fear and love as the motivators, and then if you analyze in this material world, when fear is the motivator, you know, even love can become very, very fearful. Have you experienced that in today's material relationships? Don't you think all the boys are always scared and all the girls are always scared? What are they scared of? Huh? All these so-called relationships in the, you know. You see, there is always fear-based. There is no confidence. Why? Because today is the world of this instant love. Like instant noodles, there is instant love also. Because it's instant love and instant breakups. Right? So there is always fear behind all the relationship. So what happens when the motivation is fear behind any relationship? Have you thought of how so many times women feel so insecure, don't you? Don't you feel? What is insecurity? It's born out of fear. You agree? You have experienced that? That so many times when there is fear and insecurity, then even relationships in this world can become very, very fearful. And it can, instead of giving happiness and peace of mind, it can cause, you know, we see in the newspapers, right? Some cases are so, you know, it is so shocking that how love in this material world can become so convoluted and lead to such level of crimes and sometimes even exploitation, right? So we have to understand that any relationship where fear is the basis of that relationship, it can only lead to insecurity. And as women, we are very, very vulnerable to this kind of insecurities, right? So many times in the material world, we see women who are struggling with financial insecurity. Why? Because they don't have the support. And women have to work so hard to really make up, stand on their own feet. personally, I'm really working with so many women in the villages, and the major issues that they face is the financial insecurity. And another thing which is very neglected in women is emotional insecurity. Isn't it? Emotions for women are a very, very... it is the way that we express ourselves is through emotions. There's nothing wrong in being emotional. But as women, we also need that emotional love and care. And if we don't get that, then so many times we see that there are so many issues in families because of these emotional problems among the family members or among women. So this is something which we have to understand, that in this material world, when we come here, these are the problems and issues that each one we will play, each one of us, because different stages of our life that we go through. Now you are living a carefree life, at least that's what my perception is, that the youth, the time of the youth is the most happiest and the most carefree time of your life, where you know you have the minimum responsibilities. But soon it will change, you know, the life changes, and then you come into the phase where you are faced with so many responsibilities. So you have to be prepared for all that, those changes that will come. So as a woman, we have to keep changing, you know, emotionally, mentally, at every stage of our life. So, but the nature as women, we have this beautiful quality of nurturing and giving love. It is said that a woman just multiplies everything, you know. That's the quality of a woman. You know, she just multiplies and increases everything that she's given. If you give a woman a seed of life from a man, she can create a beautiful child out of that. She has the power. She is the only one who can create a beautiful child. And if a woman is given a house made of bricks and cement and mortar, she has the power to convert that house into a beautiful home where there is love, where there, you know, where the children are cared for, and she can create a family. You just give a woman some vegetables from the market, you know, or fruits, and she can get it all together and make a beautiful meal, you know, which is so satisfying to the heart. Because, and she puts in that special ingredients, which is love and care. So these are this is the power of a woman, that she can multiply everything. And if you give fear and abuse to a woman, you can imagine it will multiply, and what she can do. She can create hell also for you. So you have to be very careful what you give to a woman, because everything you give, she will multiply it millions of times. So the nature of a woman is to multiply, and you know, she can increase and she can give so much love to everyone around. This is our innate quality. So even if we, you know, have loving relationships in this world, still the nature of the material world is such that everything is so temporary. Even if we are very lucky enough to have very beautiful loving relationships, we see that the fear of, you know, separation is always there at the back of our mind, right? The death is like the ultimate, you know, painful experience where we get separated from our loved ones. So that fear is always there, right? Personally, I thought that I will always have my father with me. You know, like our parents, we never think that there will be a day, you know. But when you actually experience, you know, when you lose your loved one, that's when you realize, you know, the value of you know, how much you miss that person. So the nature of this material world is that even if you love somebody genuinely, you know, this fear of losing that is there in this material world. So we experience pain and suffering. So the question now is, whatever we have discussed till now is that in this material world, somehow we are always fearful, right? We are always having this fear that we will lose the love or our loved ones. So how do we experience or how do we develop this fearlessness? Or in Sanskrit, the word is abhaya. How can we become abhaya? As you all know, you know, Srila Prabhupada, his name is Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this beautiful word Abhay Charanaravinda is described as the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, who can give us abhaya or fearlessness. So there is this beautiful bhajan written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was the father of Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Maharaj, and he wrote this beautiful bhajan, Bhajahu Re Mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. That in this material world, you know, which is full of fear and uncertainty, there is nothing certain in this world. Everything keeps changing. So in this world of uncertainty, Abhay Charanaral, Bhajahu Re Mana, if you want to experience fearlessness, then you have to engage your mind in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is Abhay Charanaravinda. Means he is the only person who can give you fearlessness. So if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then we can experience that fearlessness. Because the next verse where this of this bhajan is Sita Atapa Bata Barisana E Dina Jamini Jagire. So Sita Atapa, just like we were talking about seasons just now, there are so many seasons. There is cold weather, then there is heat. So these keep changing. Our life, as you say, as we discussed, it keeps changing at every moment. And the only thing that is constant in this material world is the lotus feet of the Lord. If we take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Lord, then we can become free from this chapala sukha, which is temporary happiness in this world, material world. Why we are unhappy is because everything that we want, we desperately seek, that love is also so temporary. We are all spirit souls by nature and we are eternal by nature. And that's why we crave that eternal connection with Lord Krishna, which we have with the Supreme Lord. That is our only relationship which is eternal. Rest every relationship that you are right now, we are all in, if you go to see, it is temporary. And hence, you know, even though we want that happiness, we can, you know, we see that it is chapala, just like the description is given in this bhajan, is of a drop on a lotus petal, lotus leaf. Have you seen a lotus leaf? If you put drops of water, it just, you know, it just totters on it and it just falls off very easily. So that's how, what situation we are in. That all the things that we are so attached to in this world, what are we attached to? In this bhajan, he says, E dhana yavana putra parijana iti ke ache paratiti re. We are so proud of our wealth, our youth, the beauty that we have. Right now you are in the prime of your youth, you know. So we are so attached to that. But all these attachments of wealth, beauty, and then high birth, or, you know, having everything is like that drop on the lotus petal, which can go away at any time, or it can change at any time. So the only thing that can give us that anchor in life, you know, we are all looking for that anchor, something which will be constant, which will fix, you know, is the lotus feet of the Lord. So Abhaya Charanaravinda is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, which can give us that shelter which we have been craving for or looking for since time immemorial. We are just waiting for that connection with this. That eternal connection is something which we are looking for and seeking for. Because, you know, the scriptures say for women, we always have to be sheltered and cared and protected. That's what all the scriptures say. And it says that before marriage, we have to be protected by, you know, our father, be under the protection of our father. Then when we get married, we are under the protection of the husband. And then when we get older, you know, the children, they become like, we are under their protection. But if you analyze and if you see the situation that our society or the world is changing so much, do we really feel some confident that we will be protected? Not always. We are not in that ideal situation. Where are those ideal, people who can give us that protection? That's why there is such insecurity in this material world now. So those ideal relationships today, you know, are very lacking. And we don't feel so confident that anybody in this material world can really give us that shelter. Right? So the best thing for all of us is, as women, in our hearts, if we just turn towards Krishna as our ultimate shelter. If we just from a very young age, you know, you are already in that age where you can start practicing. Whatever may be the external situation, we may be having the best ideal relationships, or we are, you know, whatever it may be, or we may not be having. There must be some women who go through so many difficulties in life where they don't get any support from anyone and they have to struggle all by themselves. So whatever we may be having the situation, if we just start turning inwards in our heart and make Krishna's lotus feet, or make Krishna as our ultimate shelter and accept him as our real husband. You know, what is a husband? Is one who gives you that shelter, gives you that protection, right? So if we just understand that, if we make Krishna as our real husband, if we connect with Krishna in our heart and accept him as our only shelter, if we practice this from a very young age, definitely, you know, don't you think we will be able to become more and more fearless? We will be able to become, we will get that abhaya. Why? Because we will not be depending on the fallible soldiers. In this, Bhagavatam describes that all the people whom you so much depend on in this material world, you know, from the time we take birth to the time we make so many relationships and we depend so much on them, the Bhagavatam says that ultimately they are all going to be fallible soldiers. Srila Prabhupada also wrote, you know, at the end of his life when he was just leaving, I mean, when he was leaving from here, He's saying, where are all those people whom, you know, who I considered my closest, my family members, my relatives, my own family? Where are all of them? Ultimately, they are just a list of names. They will ultimately become just a list of names. So, the best thing to do is, if we want to experience that fearlessness, then we have to become more and more inwards and taking shelter of Krishna in our hearts. Accepting Krishna as our only protector and our only savior and our only shelter. That is the only way that we can become fearless. Because it is all in our consciousness. It is all our internal consciousness. How we make our internal consciousness, that's what is bhakti. Bhakti is not external. We may put tilak, we may put kanti mala, we may dress like a devotee, you know. But that is not real Krishna consciousness. Don't ever judge people just by the externals. Whether a devotee or not a devotee. Even if a person is not a devotee, we should not judge them by the externals. Because Krishna consciousness is everything about our consciousness. How much are we depending on Krishna? What is our connection with Krishna? How much are we developing our surrender to Krishna? So the path of bhakti, whatever we are doing, the chanting, coming together and discussing like this, associating with devotees, all this is a means to develop this relationship with Krishna. So Rupa Goswami, in his book Upadeshamrita, gives us a very wonderful formula or a way how we can develop close loving relationship which can give us that fearlessness. Don't you think that if we develop this close loving relationship with Krishna and his devotees, then we will be more protected and we will feel we can really experience that fearlessness that we all want to, you know, be. We all want to be fearless, right? Not live in this fearful situation always. So there is a beautiful verse in Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrit which says that dadati pratigrinati guyam akyati prichati bhungte bhojayate chaiva sadvidham priti lakshanam. Priti means love. And this formula you can apply, you can see it even in material relationships. People really do these activities if you want to really develop a loving relationship. But there is a difference. In material relationship, when we do these activities, it is for personal sense gratification. Like in the material world, we may do these three activities. What are the three activities? First is giving gifts and accepting gifts. Isn't it? In Valentine's Day, the whole business is running on gifts, right? The whole, everywhere you see hearts and chocolates and whatnot.
Flowers.
Flowers, red roses, everything red. So the whole, the concept of Valentine's Day is giving gifts. So this is a Upadeshamrit some thousands of years back already, you know, Rupa Goswami has already spoken this, that we can develop loving relations by giving gifts and accepting gifts. But the difference in material relationships and spiritual relationships. Material relationship, you are giving gifts and accepting gifts only for sense gratification, personal sense gratification. Those kind of friendships or relationships are based on you scratch my back and I will scratch your back. If you stop scratching my back, then I will stop scratching your back. So there is no, everything is temporary. Whereas in spiritual relationships, of course, Rupa Goswami here is talking about spiritual transcendental relationships, where you can develop loving relationship with devotees, with your own, you know, Vaishnavis all around you who are aspiring to be devotees. We can develop this loving relationship by giving gifts and accepting gifts. But the difference is with keeping Krishna as the center of our relationship. That is the difference. The second thing is, Guyam Akhyati Prichati. You know, women are said to be, you know, you can never keep a secret. If you tell one per girl, don't tell, you are my best friend. You don't tell this to anyone else. And she will go and tell her best friend, say, you are my best friend, don't tell this to anyone. Very soon everybody comes to know. Right? But this is a spiritual practice, you know. If we can reveal our hearts in confidence and hear from someone confidentially. Confidentially, yeah. So means that we are revealing our hearts, our most, you know, innermost thoughts lovingly to someone, and you have that love and trust between each other. In fact, when you share with each other, the love increases and that connection and that trust increases. But you should also have, you know, that trust. You should also uphold that trust and not share it with everyone. So among devotee women or girls, this quality of sharing each other's heart confidentially can create a bond, you know, which nobody can break. And that is a spiritual bond. Remember that when we create this spiritual bond amongst each other, what is the gift that we are going to get in return of that? We will be getting Krishna himself, right? If we make that loving bond among devotees, we will get Krishna. Because only by these loving relationship among Vaishnavis, we can really get the bhakti of Krishna. And the last activity which everybody loves is eating prasad. Yes, together. Eating together, meaning like giving, you know, calling everyone and you making and distributing prasad to everyone, and also going and, you know, accepting prasad whenever. So basically this simple activity of sitting together and eating prasad is a very, very powerful spiritual activity. Can you imagine that? Did you ever think how powerful that process is? Just by sitting together and eating together. And as women, I think we love to do that, right? We love to. What are all these kitty parties for? The kitty parties are very famous. They just come together and they eat in some. So, but imagine if we do it as devotee Matajis, you know, if devotee women, we as aspiring devotees of Krishna, if we become so close and if we do these three activities together, just imagine how much bond we can create amongst each other, isn't it? And we can get Krishna as the gift by developing this wonderful bond amongst each other. And then we can experience that real fearlessness. Why? Because we will feel protected amongst each other, right? Don't you feel? Imagine if you have a sangha like this where we are so close to each other, we have this loving relationships, and we are doing these wonderful activities, keeping Krishna in the center, then we will actually become fearless. Because we will get the mercy of Abhaya Charanaravinda. We will get that Abhaya, that feeling of fearlessness in our life. So, by developing strong loving exchanges among ourselves, we can empower each other to develop this eternal connection with Krishna, and he will eternally give us that protection that shelter and that fearlessness that we are all wanting in our life. A great example of this, you know, just yesterday I saw an example of a great Vaishnavi, you know, a very senior god sister of mine. Her name is Her Grace Ishwari Mataji, and she left her body on 9th of Feb. And in her life, I really saw this in action. You know, when we actually see this in a person's life, how from her early childhood, you know, to the time she became a devotee, the amount of challenges that she faced in her life, you know, she was born in a family where the whole family had a congenital problem with the kidneys, you know, and many of her siblings and her family, in her family, they all died very young because of a kidney this. So she always knew that she might have a very short life. So imagine that, to grow up with that kind of, you know, fear. And then she came into Krishna consciousness and she completely dedicated herself. She was a doctor and she was a very, very, in fact, a pioneer of the Ayurvedic department in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, one of the pioneer doctors. And she completely dedicated herself in the process of Krishna consciousness. And throughout her life, you see that so many challenges she faced. She lost her only brother very early in age, you know, by an accident. And then even her family life, you know, she lost, her marriage collapsed and she had to continue life alone. And then her kidney problem set in. And last almost 10 years, she has been struggling with the debilitating disease, you know, of the kidney. But even through all that, you could see that she was completely fearless. And she was constantly serving the devotees, constantly having a desire to, you know, and she was always blissful. You know, never seeing her unhappy or fearful, what will happen, I'm all alone. Because she, you know, engaged in this processes of Krishna consciousness that we just discussed, of having close loving relationship with her god sisters and her god brothers and all the devotees, you can imagine that even though she was all alone externally, to see that she had, you know, no support, no brother, no father, no husband, but all the devotees, you know, were there with her till the time she left her body, you know. Everyone was supporting her and taking care of her. So by that, we can have this realization that this process of Krishna consciousness, this Priti Lakshanam that Rupa Goswami is giving us, that if we engage or we design our life around these activities where we always come together as women who are practicing bhakti with the aim and goal of realizing that our eternal connection with Krishna, and we help each other. We connect with each other and help each other to become united together in this common goal. Then you will really definitely experience that fearlessness in life. Till the point of death, you know, where that is like the moment where we really... each one is for ourselves, like nobody is there at that time. We all need each other's support for that final examination, right? That is the final exam. And we need each other for that. So, Her Grace Ishwari Mataji, she perfected her life by, always constantly engaging in this qualities of, you know, Priti Lakshanam and having these strong bonds with all the devotees. And she has set an example for all of us. So Thank you very much. And one more thing I would like to speak about, because we are talking about fearlessness. Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, he was known as the Lion Guru because he was so fearless. Only in the face, you can only be fearless if you are connected with Krishna. There is no other way that you can be fearless. So Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Maharaj, in his life, you could see that he was so fearless that he opposed or he stood up against all the prejudices, the caste system, which was so prevalent in that time, in those times. And he established pure devotional service as the most highest, you know, practice among all the people. So he was always fearless, and he faced all kinds of oppositions and even threats to his life. Still he was so fearless. So by engaging in pure devotional service and developing that loving relationship with Krishna, we can all try to aspire to become fearless in our life and experience that fearless love which we are all aspiring for. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions.
Do you have any questions, sir?
No, no. Asking question is a real big fear. I have this fear. I still have this fear. I have not overcome that. I can speak, but if you ask me to ask a question in class, I get like, start shivering. I don't know why. So I can understand the fear. It's okay. Take your time. So if there's any questions, we can ask and discuss.
If there's no questions, I think we can promise one thing to Mataji, that before Valentine's Day, we are going to increase our love for Krishna. That is what we are going to do. So everybody promise.
बहुत कम है इनका ये ग्रुप का बहुत कम है आवाज
है बट एटलीस्ट आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू दैट वी शुड इंक्रीज आवर लव फॉर कृष्णा आई थिंक वैलेंटाइंस डे इज अ गुड अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर अस इट्स जस्ट अ डे बट अ डे इज नॉट इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर अस वी नीड टू प्रैक्टिस आवर लव फॉर कृष्णा एवरी सिंगल डे सो दैट इज व्हाट आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट यू ऑल ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस थैंक यू
हेल्प ईच अदर ऑल्सो टू increase our love for Krishna. Help each other. That is most important. Because individually alone we cannot do anything. I want to really introduce my real good friend now at this time. She's my god sister, Her Grace Karuna Radhika Mataji, and she has come all the way from Hyderabad just to share her time with us. And I'm so blessed to have her because she's so qualified. My God, such a short. I'll add more. Karuna Radhika Mataji, she is Dr. Kavita Chintala. And she is, you know, you all know what is cardiologist. Now imagine she is a pediatric cardiologist. Yeah. Child's heart is like, I don't know how small. You've seen the smallest hearts in your life, right? Can you tell us what is the smallest heart that you have seen? Newborn's fist is the... So the fist is the size of the heart. Even ours, right? That's what they say, na? Oh. So she has worked with the smallest and smallest and smallest of hearts. Such a special service she has, where she has saved probably so many child's lives, you know, as a pediatric cardiologist. And she's studied and also worked in the United States of America. She was in Michigan, Detroit, and she became a devotee there. And she, after many years, then she decided to come back to India, Hyderabad, and continue her Krishna consciousness. She has three children, two sons. One son is already married, and she has one more grown-up son and a young daughter. She is in 10th grade now. So we are very blessed that you came. And she right now, presently, is working in the most prestigious hospital in Hyderabad, one of the prestigious care hospital, group of hospitals. And she's the clinical director there. And she's in Krishna consciousness since the past 14 years. So we are very, very blessed to have you. And we would like you to speak something, because she's pioneering an amazing program and in Hyderabad. So she can share, you can just speak whatever has inspired you.
Hare Krishna. So wonderful to see all the young, bright faces today. I have a special connection with Chaupati, I should say. When I moved from US, before I could, you know, settle down in Hyderabad, I used to come to Chaupati very frequently. So I'm a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and Sita Mataji is like my, you know, dear sister. She's actually, she's my counselor, I can say, but we've become very good friends over the time. Mataji, it's for you. So, like Mataji said, I'm here all the way from Hyderabad for two things. And both these things are related to, you know, what Mataji is saying, for friendship.
Friendship.
So, so one is to be with my dear friend as she talks to you all. And the second, one of my other dear friends, she got initiated today by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in ISKCON Juhu. So one day I could, you know, be with both of my dear friends. So that's how important, you know, friendship is. And as I look back in my life, what I have today is friends who are, you know, I can call spiritual friends. So I know it's very important to have friends in your college and all. And fortunately for me, the friends, the close friends that are have been in college are also now with me in ISKCON. So they're all my spiritual friends. And those that are not, you know, that bonding decreased over time. So I think it's very important, you know, as I see all of you bright faces here, we should, everything Mataji said, you know, she's covered a lot of things. And what she's saying is makes, you know, a lot of meaning. Because what is the difference between, you know, your regular friends and all of you here if you are, you know, close to each other? What is a common thread? You know, just like, you know, the garland. What is a garland held by? What is holding the flowers in the garland?
The thread.
Thread, right? So the thread that is going to hold you all is Krishna. So that is what makes these friendships very special. So and again, you have a, you know, great fortune, like I'm saying. I mean, I really mean it. Even in Hyderabad, you know, we have this, you know, youth groups that have over time, you know, become very friendly. It serves a lot of purposes. And I know you all have still your careers going on. And I think having a strong bond and strong friendship not only will help you both in your material progress, which means, you know, in your studies, in career counseling, it can, you know, you can all network with each other and see how to go forward in your careers. But it also allows you to, you know, spiritually progress together. Now, Bhagavatam says that when you hear topics of Krishna, it should be heard with devotee association. In Bhagavatam, again, many examples where devotee association is, you know, very immensely important. The subject matter really sinks in when you are in devotee association. That's what Mataji is also saying. So it helps you in both ways of progress. And then I think it's also important to have this kind of association to develop your qualities, right? Anyone knows what Shakespeare said about friends? Shakespeare said, tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are, right? So that's how important, you know, friendships are. So like-minded people will flock together, right? So use your discretion in, you know, making good friendships, because they can make or break your life. You know, I've known of friendships that went very sour, and, you know, teenagers are being very depressed and sad about it. So identify your friends with wisdom, because qualities will eventually, you know, rub over to you. If you If you are associating with, you know, people who are drinking and smoking, especially, you know, in this day and age, it's very difficult to resist. You know, at some point you'll probably give in. So choose your company very wisely. And we can see an example from, you know, Mahabharata also, where Karna himself, you know, was a good person. So he was very virtuous. He was a very valorous, you know, chivalrous person. But what happened? Because he chose Duryodhana as his friend. So we know, you know, what happened, what was the result of Karna in the battle. So even though you're a nice person, if you're not keeping good company like Karna did, you know, it eventually, you know, will take you down. As opposed to, you know, Vibhishan. Who's Vibhishan? You all know, right? Ravan's brother. So despite being born in a family of demons, he chose to be with Ram, right? So he sacrificed relationship with Ravan and made friends with Ram. So that led to his, you know, spiritual progress and liberation. So that's the kind of choices, you know, you all have to make. I mean, I'm by no means saying, you know, don't have friends in college, but choose wisely. And I think if there's someone who's not spiritually inclined, you can, instead of taking, I mean, be with them, but instead of taking their association, you should give them your association. You get the difference? So you give them little spirituality. You try to give them little Krishna. You try to give them little Bhagavad Gita. So that is the kind of association you should seek. And then, so qualities is important. Your progress is important. And as far as, you know, support and inspiration goes, you know, it's very, very, very important. And that's how, you know, in Hyderabad also, we have a big, you know, temple congregation. There are many Matajis in this movement. And we all, you know, go to temple and come, but, you know, networking, that bonding that Mataji was saying was really not happening because we were going to the temple, coming back home. And, of course, learning Shastra, but then that bonding didn't happen. So, actually, Sita Mataji and I were discussing this issue, and then we just thought, you know, why don't we create a forum where, you know, something like this, where we can all bond and network, just, you know, friendships, but all centered around Krishna. So a spiritual group we wanted to create. And now, so we started with what we call...
During COVID, when we were all locked in our homes, we were like desperately thinking, how will we connect with the devotees?
With each other. So we made a small group. You know, first, I think only two of us were there.
Yeah.
We called it Sakhi Sangha.
We woke up and chanted together in the morning.
So we called it Sakhi Sangha. Sakhi means what?
Sakhis.
Friends. Sakhi, friends, right?
And
so, Sangha. So we made a small group called Sakhi Sangha, and over time, you know, many Matajis, many women.
We used to meet online every week, every day actually first.
Yeah, so we do. So now from two of us, now we have about 180 members. So it's been so vibrant, and morning every day we do japa. So it gives you so much to do. You know, individually we cannot achieve anything. But as a group, there's so much you can achieve. You know, all of us were chanting in our homes, you know, sleeping, getting up late, things like that. And since we started this, we do every morning japa session, 5:30 to 7. And, you know, most of us have improved in our, you know, japa, harinam improved. So there's so much of spiritual advancement we can do. So we did that. Then every week, we have an online sangha. Again, because it was COVID, we did online. But then because of the distances are far, we kept online sangha. We still have that. And once a month, again, physical association also very important. I think all of you going through COVID, you realize, right, how important it is to be actually physically be there for your friends rather than a virtual association. I know all of you are, youth is very virtual for us. We have to be very physical. We have to hug each other. We have to laugh with each other. So that's what we do. So every month we meet once a month we meet physically in someone's house. And then what Mataji said, all these exchanges go on. You know, we cook for each other. We bring gifts for each other. We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate wedding anniversaries. We sing together. We dance together. Again, I think because it's a pure Vaishnavi association, we tend to be, you know, more free. So we express ourselves much better. And what Mataji said is very important. We have an emotional necessity that, you know, oftentimes in families is not fulfilled. Like, you know, you can have the best husband, but I'm sorry, they don't understand this emotional nature. They think all women are too emotional. So they won't understand. So we really need to connect with women, because I think in the end, you know, we understand each other's emotions better. I mean, there's a place for husbands, but then we need our space with the other ladies also. So we do that. So now, you know, it's become such a cohesive group. that, you know, we really wait for, you know, the monthly Sangha. And then not just the happy times, but like Mataji was saying, even in terms of, you know, difficulty, yes, we've been there for each other. Exactly what Mataji said about Ishwaripriya Mataji, we had a similar event in Hyderabad very recently, last month. One of our dear god sisters passed away.
Yes.
And you won't believe, the whole Sangha was
all
there.
All the women were
all
there together.
All the women were there by the bed. So maybe, you know, the family members were two or three, but this is very important. And we felt that, you know, we had so much faith and hope in the spiritual family, what we are calling now, which should be a spiritual family, you know. Yeah, and I hear so many stories, you know, because I work in the hospital and in the ICU, especially during COVID and post-COVID. When old people are dying in the hospitals, some of the children, you know, don't even care to come, especially those that are living abroad. So it's a very, very sad situation. I have seen that, you know, these, when they are in spirituality, when they are in Krishna consciousness, they are being cared for by, you know, the spiritual families. So it's very, very important that that support you will get in good times and bad times. And even now, you know, when one Mataji calls saying that, you know, she's sick or her child is sick, you know, we are there to help her, whatever way we can do, you know, either, you know, take them to hospital. If somebody needs prasadam, we can do. So there's so much we can offer each other. So I think you all have, you know, so many of young, similar aged groups. And I think they should have some activity that, you know, brings them close to each other.
So you all plan.
Yeah.
Start from today.
I mean, we
start,
do dances, we do dramas. We had a big, actually, we had a big festival called Sakhi Sangha Festival. And we had kirtan, dance, drama, prasadam. We had a stall.
400 women came.
400 women.
They paid and they came for this event for the whole day. Whole day from morning to.
So plan something that, you know, is going to bring all of you together. And I think having those friendships will be really supportive and really helpful for you in the long way. Because, you know, life can get tough. I know you have so many challenges as youth. I know Mataji was saying you're bindas, but I don't think so. Because I see, because I see a lot of teenagers come to my clinic and then they are very stressed. I think it's the exam tension or you know, the career tensions. Some have marriage tensions. Some have boyfriend-girlfriend tensions. So I know teen. they're there, I know. So the youth are stressed out. At least, you know, as youth, we were less stressed out. But I see that. So there are challenges for you in this world around it. And I think having strong bonds and strong friendships and choosing the right friend will go a long way. So, yes. So find some ways of, you know, networking with each other, you know, do things centered around Krishna, and then you'll feel that, you know, why does it, you know, make it so happy? You know, why are you so happy when you have friendships around Krishna? Is because it is around Krishna. So the common thread is for Krishna. Because when we suppose you have a group that is doing some activity, it will be, you know, for our sense gratification. That is never permanent. So you have a moment of happiness. Suppose, you know, you have a simple group of friends and you're sitting and eating or something. That may give you some happiness, but it is very, very temporary. It doesn't make you as happy as something that, you know, is connected to Krishna. And I think our focus, again, in all of these friendships and in all of these sanghas should be one goal, right? What would be a common goal for us is for the pleasure of the Lord. So, you know, just like you see that picture behind you, where gopis, what are all they doing? So one is bringing water, one is bringing some foodstuffs. So what are they doing? Together they are doing something. What are they doing?
They are serving Krishna.
Serving Krishna, yes. So our goal should be together we have to serve Krishna. So the goal should be Krishna and together should be the force. Thank you very much.
All Vaishnavis, very good.
Thank you very much, Mataji, for this wonderful message. So like Sita Devi Mataji said, that Valentine's Day is a day of exchanging gifts and showering your love with exchanging gifts. So we have special gifts here. So all those girls who've come here for the first time, those who have attended the Chetna Festival for the first time, I would request you all to please stand up in your places and we have special gift for you. Jo bhi ladkiyan Chetna Festival mein pehli baar aayi hai, please khadi ho jaiye. Oh my God, I think we're going to be less of books.
So many first timers, are wah.
So let us all chant and welcome everybody by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! I would request both our important and distinguished guests to please give them the gifts, please. Here.
Wow, so many. I hope this becomes like your home and please keep coming here.
How many likes being done today?
How many likes today's program?
Amazing.
Started arti.